You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
It has just gone 32 minutes after 6, and if you've just tuned in, you are listening to the Market Update with MoneyWeb. And I can tell you that we're talking about the springboks and what springbok fever can partly be thanked for right now. Apparently an improvement in confidence amongst retailers in South Africa in the third quarter. The latest index from the Bureau of Economic Research was released earlier today, and it showed that retail trade confidence recovered from the losses that were experienced in the second quarter. It rose to 32%, and one of the main reasons that could have done this is the 2023 Rugby World Cup, which potentially have boosted sales amongst some sports retailers. We've got Helenia Fourie, the senior economist at the BER for more. So, Helenia, do we have the Boka to thank for this? I mean, should we be tweeting Siya Kolisi, the captain, right now and saying thank you on behalf of the retailers for boosting confidence a bit in the third quarter?
Fifi, yeah, I think it would have contributed, but it's certainly not the only reason for the increased confidence. I think the first thing to say is that retailer confidence in Q2 was particularly poor. It dropped to 20%, and it was because of a combination of 50 basis point rate hikes, inflation that was still above the SARB's target range, and as well as quite a bleak outlook for load shedding in winter. We've passed Q2, we've survived, and retailers are certainly feeling a little bit more upbeat. There are various reasons that have contributed to this, but yeah, perhaps increased clothing and footwear sales, and of which a portion can be attributed to springbok wear.
Sure.
could have played a role.
Hey, we'll take it. We're riding on the positive energy that the team, of course, is sending us all the way from France. But to talk about more serious matters then, and perhaps the biggest factors that have been behind the improvement in confidence, notwithstanding the fact that confidence still remains very low compared to historical standards. But take us through some of the main features in your view that have helped lift the mood a bit in the third quarter.
So I think in this context, it's useful to know exactly what we measure. So we ask a representative sample of retailers whether they are satisfied with prevailing business conditions, and the proportion that answer that yes, they are, that then becomes the confidence index. So a reading of 32% means that 32% of retailers answered yes, they are satisfied with prevailing business conditions, which is still only 1 out of 3, right? So it's still quite low. But despite that, there are some signs of hope. We see very different trends in the different retail categories. Interestingly, semi-durable, so that's your clothing and footwear and leather goods. That is the one category that's just continuously outperforming the others. And that's, of course, driving a chunk of this boost in confidence. Factors that could be helping is the fact that about 412,000 jobs were created in the first half of this year. That's, of course, encouraging, and it's a big bunch of people who need new clothes for the office and for jobs. Something that is perhaps a bit of a two-edged sword is that when luxuries like cars, jewelry, expensive holidays become out of the question because of high interest rates or a weak exchange rate, people tend to spend on clothes. So that's also helping that sector. And then interestingly, the inflation rate on clothing and footwear has been below headline inflation for quite some time. So there's a couple of things that have driven people to the shops. On the non-durable sides, that's your food, your beverages, your pharmaceuticals, that sector we see is still struggling, but in terms of our sales volume index, it's at the highest point it's been all year. So it's still below average, but definitely improving. Factors that are helping non-durable goods sales would be food inflation that is definitely tapering. It's still quite high, but expected to come down. And yeah, our respondents seem confident that this downward trend will continue. So that's also something to be thankful for.
Mm-hmm. So as you put the survey in a very great perspective. So 32% of respondents slightly more confident about the operating conditions right now. The majority are not. So for the majority that still remain quite pessimistic about operating conditions, what are their concerns still? I mean, is it the usual, the load shedding, high inflation, you mentioned interest rates, or are there other factors that are making them a bit sour in mood?
So I think the two biggest drivers would be the inflation, the interest rate that is still at an all-time high. The fact that the SARB paused their rate hikes in July definitely helped confidence in Q3, and we'll have to see what they do on Thursday. But I think expectations is that they will continue this pause. So that might help. But I think the impact of load shedding really shouldn't be underestimated. When the power is out at home, we see people rather buying fast food or going to restaurants. So that's good, I suppose, for that's good for the restaurant sector, but not so great for retailers. And on the consumer side, of course, or rather on the retailer cost side, it increases costs when retailers need to purchase diesel for generators or even amend their opening hours just because the power is off. So those things will still definitely put a dampener on confidence, I think, in Q3.
Sure. Helena, thanks so much for giving us those insights. It will be interesting to see what the next report looks like after the interest rate decision that we are all awaiting for this week. But we'll speak with you when that happens. Helena Fourie, she's a senior economist over at the Bureau of Economic Research.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.